We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Detroit's police chief is defending the actions of his officers who drove through a crowd of protesters last night on the city's southwest side. News Radio 950's John Hewitt joining us live and local with more on what police chief James Craig had to say. John?
Jason, although an investigation is ongoing, you're correct. The chief says initially he is standing by his officers, who following what was mostly a peaceful Black Lives Matter protest on Detroit's southwest side last night, found themselves surrounded by a group of 20 to 30 protesters who began pounding on and sitting on the police vehicles, two of them. At one point, when the back window of one of the vehicles was broken out, the chief said things changed.
There's this loud crash or bang to the rear of the police car. And again, in their mind, as according to our investigation, they believe they could be shot at. They were being fired upon. And because of that, they had to take quick, evasive action. And when you talk about training, if you run into an ambush situation, the proper course is to get out for your safety. And that's exactly what these officers opted to do.
In his news briefing, the chief showing dash cam video of the incident from one of the cruisers, showing protesters yelling obscenities at the officers as they surrounded the vehicles and then climbed on and sat on the hood. And then the officer drives away at approximately 20, 25 miles an hour with two of the protesters still on the hood and eventually falling off. It is not believed anyone suffered serious injury. Reporting live, John Hewitt, WWJ News Radio 950.
Meantime, one of the protest leaders who was thrown from the hood of the police cars is speaking out about the incident. Jay Bass says his group wasn't trying to be the instigator, but rather they were trying to make their way to the end point of the rally.
But they intentionally blocked our only path back to that park with four squad cars, four SUVs. They blocked the streets. So, you know, us being the movement, we decided to go straight through the roadblock and go towards our destination. You know, we didn't antagonize them. We didn't incite any altercation. We literally just walked through the cars.
Bass said he and the rest of the protesters were merely trying to protect themselves. The group which organizes the protests say that they would like to offer or would like the officer who drove through the crowd to be identified, fired, and then brought up on charges. They're also calling for Chief Craig to resign for failing to address incidents of police brutality against the protesters.